Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty.
Hi, Steph.
Hi,
SD Mom Steph.
Hi, SD Mom Amber.
Hello.
I feel like I have a little lower raspier voice. I've been dealing with a cold and cough.
It's been fun, and now you're contaminating the rest of us, because hear me,
sorry.
I'm a little nasally,
oh,
too.
No.
It's that time of year. Oh, my goodness. And especially having kids.
Exactly. It is a never-ending story, and now when my friends have kids who have been dealing with the cold, and like, oh, my kid might be contagious, I say, just bring it on.
Right?
It doesn't matter
anymore. Anyway.
Yes.
What's the worst is when other moms try to, like, point out which kids caused the illness. And it's like, what?
Aww,
you've never had that?
No.
Oh.
It'll probably happen, though, in my life. With my 5-year-old, my 3-year-old, and now 9-month-old baby.
I can't believe she's 9 months old already.
I know. And she had her first ear infection last week. So on top of me being sick, not getting much sleep, and then baby Claire had her first ear infection. I had to take her to the doctor because she was just not getting over a fever. And, you know, this time of year where everybody's been getting that flu, so it made me a little nervous. Went in, oh, she has a little ear infection, so I have to give her this medicine. And thankfully, she's taking it. I thought she would spit it up. She's been doing great.
That is the hardest, when you have to give them their antibiotics, mm-hmm, and they just refuse to take it. And you're like, no, you just got to.
Don't you?
It's like torture, waterboarding them with,
yes,
antibiotics. But you got to give it to them, and you can't, like, miss doses, they,
mm-hmm,
say. It's not healthy. Are your other kids prone to getting, or were they prone to getting ear infections?
You know what? Kids? This is my first ear infection with the kids.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, my goodness. You are blessed.
Yes. I've heard horror stories.
My second son, he ended up getting ear tubes, getting mono. So he ended up having his tonsils taken out when he was 3.
Wow.
Yeah, it was gnarly. He was constantly getting ear infections. And then you feel guilty for pumping them with antibiotics,
yes,
all the time. So they say ear tubes work. And you know what? They did. But you're lucky.
Ear tubes? What did that do?
It's like it's a little like circular thing they put deep in their ear. Listen, everybody, disclaimer, I am not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my mommy understanding of what ear tubes are. And it basically helps drain their ears. Yeah.
So you went into the doctors. They put the ear tubes in.
It was a surgery. Yeah, like they have to put them under and everything. Yeah, yeah. So that was nerve-wracking.
And now after having the tonsils out, was he set for the rest of his life?
He's good. He had his ear tubes put in,
okay,
and then he still kept getting like tonsillitis, and then lo and behold, it was mono. And so they ended up going in to take out his tonsils, and then they put a second round of ear tubes in because the first ones had fallen out.
Wow.
You know, poor kid. So you're lucky that this is your first ear infection.
Yeah, I was talking with my sister because she had to go into the doctor for ear infections with one of her 4 kids, and they even brought up, your other kids probably have had ear infections and you didn't even know it.
Yes.
Like, how does that even happen? Oh, trust me, adults, if they get ear infections, it is so painful, but kids kind of get used to that pain. So, hey, who knows? Maybe my other 2 have had ear infections and I didn't even know about it. They didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But now you make me nervous with the
Don't
ear
be nervous.
Tubes.
No. Oh, my gosh. No. They won't even consider that. With one ear infection, no way. Owen had them like almost monthly.
Oh.
Yeah. It was gnarly. As soon as he would get over it, he would get another one.
Wow. What causes ear infections? Just the sinuses always being congested or what?
And it not draining properly. And so then it just pools and it sits.
Oh.
Again, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor.
I love that. Oh, and now he's how old and doing well?
He is 11. He's doing great. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. Now, Kinsley, my baby, who's 4.5,
yeah,
she's had a couple ear infections that I was totally clueless about. She didn't say anything about her ears hurting.
See?
She was just not feeling well. And then I take her to the doctors, and lo and behold, she's got like this massive double ear infection.
Gosh.
You feel so bad.
Yes, my mom experienced that mom guilt, and to this day still brings it up from when I was a teenager and ended up having appendicitis. Yeah, I had a horrible stomach ache and, you know, the flu-like symptoms. So my mom just said, you know what? You probably just have to go to the bathroom, one of those
it's
types
gas.
Of things. Yeah. And then 10 days later, it was my appendix.
Are you serious?
So she always has guilt to that day, knowing that after that pain, what I was experiencing was actually my appendix bursting.
Oh, my God.
I know. But I now being a mom myself, I know what she went through because you don't want to go to the doctor for every little pain or sniffle.
Absolutely, yeah.
But now I see where she was coming from. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe that's what you were going through. I thought you just had some stomach bug and you had to go to the bathroom or something. Oopsie.
How old were you when this happened?
I was a teenager. I was 16. And now I know what appendicitis is all about. But what happened is when my appendix burst, because you think, oh,
you're
my gosh.
You're lucky you didn't die.
I know.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
That's the horror stories I've heard. My body just naturally like helped itself by kind of forming a bubble around that burst appendix. And they're saying if that bubble
had burst,
then I would have been a goner. But
wow.
They caught it in time. And, you know, it was a big ordeal. Months and months of surgery and having to stay home. But now I learned from my mom, like, maybe not wait 10 days. Maybe just a couple days and then call the doctor.
Does your mom ever talk about how she still feels guilty about it?
Yes.
Aw.
Yes.
But then do you explain, like, oh, I get it now, Mom.
Yeah,
I get it.
I get it now, Mom. I saw the funniest Facebook meme yesterday about, by the time you're finally appreciating your mom, your daughter is now yelling at you or
not appreciating you.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life.
Yes, it is.
Aw.
Well, I hope you and your kids stay healthy this season. And I guess if, how many days? I waited 3 days when my kid was sick. And then I finally called the doctor and had to come in with Claire. And that's when I found out the ear infection. So how many days?
I just say go with your gut. I'm not going to throw out a number there because.
Disclaimer.
I am not a doctor. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for joining in our conversation. Leave your comments, share with your friends, be part of our SD Mommy Club.
Yes, and you can check us out online at mysdmoms.com and like us on Facebook as well at facebook.com/mysdmoms.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.